Welcome back. Welcome back to week 8. And I hope that you guys are all having a successful week, month, year so far. As we pass or we enter into the third quarter of the year, or actually fourth quarter, excuse me. So we're going into the fourth quarter of the year. So can you believe it? We're almost at the end of the year, man. Boy, does time fly. So here's what we're going to be talking about. I'm going to jump right into it. Today, we're going to be talking about time management. Again, I want to welcome you back to my success in a week, 12-week program. And as we enter into week 8, this topic is, like I said, on time management. And this is something that I think will touch a lot of people because not a lot of us can be on time. I mean, it's a touchy situation. And remember that when you're not on time, you're definitely put on a platform that I feel people will eventually make you or put you into that category of never being on time. And that's never a good category to be in. So what I would like for you to do is I'd really like you to hone in and take notes or listen in or listen to this as many times as you can possibly listen to it so that we maybe this could put you in a new category of being on time and having those time management skills. Now, I want to warn you that yes, time management is definitely a repetitive topic. And obviously you already know this. Maybe you've gone down this path before. However, the majority of people that I see in my life, and I'm sure you could agree with this, most people can, that they don't manage their time very well. Time is chaotic and our world today is busier than it's ever been, even with what's transpired, COVID and all that stuff that's happened in our world. And actually, it's more important of a skill than it's ever been before. And yes, time management is actually a skill. With the amount of demands that we have, we all have on our time, or that's been introduced or that you are utilizing on a daily basis, time management is so critical that I can't even tell you how you really or we need to implement being on time in our lives every single day from the moment that you wake up and from the moment that you set your clock. That's a time management deal. That's something that it's a project, right? That we need to get better at. And that's what this whole program and this particular week is about. So this week, I really want to take some time to get back in touch with how you are spending your time and asking the question of yourself. Ask this question to yourself right now. Am I directing my focus? And am I actually spending more hours in a way that is most productive? And most importantly, in a way that's going to make me or you the happiest at the end of the day. Now, look, we all know that time management is a vital key to success and that all successful people get the most out of their time. And what I've realized is that they don't have to have any more time than you or I, but the most successful people simply maximize those hours and they do it very deliberately. So in fact, here's what I've also found. The people that are really, really good and are experts in their prospective industries are usually the highest achievers in their field and are always looking for ways to improve their time management skills. And again, yes, it is a skill. In fact, many of them building teams of people that can help them systemize what they do and that they're spending their time focused on the critical, most important tasks. And what I mean by that is that they're delegating their time. They're giving the individual, even if they feel like, I think that where most people fall and losing time is that it, especially in a corporate environment, and even, you know, I'll take the dealership world. I find that it's always one person that wants to do the work and wants to get the credit for the work, but it's actually what's going to make that business more productive is the team. And I've been in that situation before. I understand. And what I typically do is I just go, all right, you know what? I shut down and I say, you know what? You run the show. Because at the end of the day, if that individual is supposed to be the general sales manager, supposed to be the general manager, whatever the case is that they're supposed to be, and they're supposed to be running things, they're supposed to have a team around them that's smarter than them. You can't pretend to be the smartest person in the room. That's not how time management works. You can't be effective that way. Nobody can be effective that way. And what happens is your life in any industry, especially the car industry, is short-lived because people look at you as being the only person that could get results. And when in fact, you have people around you that will make you look even better and your production will go up. So here's what happens is that the individuals that you or someone brings in to that industry, they actually just go, you know what? I'm going to allow that person to do the work and I'm going to stand back and watch, because in actuality, they don't want me to succeed. They don't want me to get results. And that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen, to try to delegate, or not even delegate, to try to make themselves look better. And that's a whole nother topic. And I'm definitely going to touch on that topic at some point. I'm going to do a podcast on specifically that industry and the problems and the issues that are in that industry. You can't make somebody else look bad if that individual comes with some type of results, right? And you don't want anybody to see that those results, that person is actually bringing some talent to that industry or that business, that particular business. And again, that's another topic that we can touch on. So look, anything that's not relevant to what's important to them, like I said, it's being delegate and it's being outsourced. It's being managed. And this is a fundamental key to any business's success or to any person's success. You might not be in a position right now where you're outsourcing and delegating your entire life. Or let me rephrase that. You might be in a position right now where you're outsourcing and delegating your entire life. But the concept remains the same. Your ability to focus on the most important things and tracking where you're spending those hours is the most critical thing that anyone can do. The key to time management or any form of management is to actually manage it and to do this stuff, to do the stuff I'm saying. So not just treating this like an intellectual exercise. I don't want you to just treat this as an exercise. I really want you to hone in and hear what I'm saying. Not just going through the checks of saying, okay, time management requires this, this, and this, but actually take advantage of the tools and processes and methodologies that are available. Now, by the end of this week, you will become a very, very effective time manager. And you're actually going to become the kind of person that will not allow other people to waste your time, nor will you allow your bad habits to cut back into your productive working hours. Now, here are the action steps that I provided that you can utilize to become better at time management. There's going to be a ton of different ways that you can do this, but I want you to dive right into our action steps for this week because these are very important. The first one is to take some time to think about your biggest time wasters. You might want to spend that entire first week making notes as you go, catching yourself wasting time. It could be that you checked your email too often, or you respond to text messages in an instant instead of waiting to see what it's saying later, right? It might be that you're on Facebook or on social networks or things that aren't really all that important online too often, right? Because we know that social media, a lot of that stuff can really pull you in and doesn't have any significant results on your production for that day. Or you're just wasting time with needless conversations with people just for entertainment purposes, when really a 5-minute conversation would have been fine. You're turning it into a half an hour debate that you really don't even need to be investing your time into. Now, I'll give you this quick example. I work in a company, or again, another car dealership. And the only thing that person or the general manager could do is talk all day long. And talking about nothing. We're not getting anything achieved. We're not accomplishing anything. It's just talking about all the shit that he can do that, you know, and that's it. It's all about that person. That's what it seems like. That's what that business is about. It's just an individual based industry. And I wish that they can change that, because it's really, if you, again, if you delegated something to someone, give them the opportunity to show what they have. Don't hinder that person. Don't make that person look bad. Delegate to the individual and go, okay, run free. Don't go, oh, well, you don't know what you're doing, or, you know, like, you have to give people an opportunity, man, to get settled in. You don't say, oh, you know, when I was gone, you know, you didn't do anything. Well, you know, because at the end of the day, you said, don't do anything, right? You told me to stay over here. You told me to do this particular project, right? And it's one of those things where I think in that industry in particular, they're so focused on what one person can do, is that they actually take all the wind out of an individual that actually brings in some excitement and some results. So getting back to what I was saying, is that you have to be able to delegate and ensure that you're giving the individual the task at hand, and you step back and let them shine, let them do what they need to do. Next, you want to identify your top three time wasters and really make an effort in the second week to avoid these at all costs. You got to avoid it, right? And that's 100%. These time wasters will be all over the map for you, I promise. And what you really want to do is become consciously aware of each and every one of them and start taking track of how they're impacting you. Now, as an example, if Facebook or email is one of your biggest time wasters, you can actually buy software or download programs that literally prevent you from indulging in that particular habit. It's going to be a pretty hard habit to break, especially if you're the kind of person that revisits Facebook a dozen times an hour. That's an automatic response that you've literally conditioned into your mindset or into your behavior, that you have to do that every 5 seconds. Let me flick through Facebook. I see people doing that all day long. All they're doing is flicking through Facebook or Instagram or whatever social media platform they're on. It's going to be pretty hard, a hard habit to break, especially if, like I said, if you're the kind of person that's revisiting. But without even thinking, you might go back to Facebook not realizing you're wasting time again. So you could actually interrupt that pattern with technology so that you don't even have to think about stopping these particular things. Now, next, the next step is that you want to check out your goal list from month one and look at any potential time traps there that may be holding you back. Because remember, you're working a long-term vision here, and those goals are stepping stones to that long-term vision. Now, if those goals are being hindered by your negative habits in a poor time management situation, then you want to make sure you address those situations. When you come at this, when you come at it with this angle, this particular angle, this third point, when you start looking at how your goals are being delayed, maybe you had a goal that was due in March, right? And now you're at the end of April and you still haven't done the majority of action items for that goal to become complete. Now you know time wasters are definitely starting to impact you. Now your long-term vision is being pushed out by a month or two, or 2 months, or 6 months, or even worse, multiple years. You don't want to wait until your vision is delayed in an entire decade before you catch this thing. Now, time management starts right now, and that's what you're going to be doing here. The final step that I want you to do is making this become a reality, become ultimately a habit for you. Using a calendar, either a physical one or an online one, or even one with your phone, plan however you need to do it, your next few weeks as best as you can, and do everything in your power to make sure that you manage your time effectively. So if it's using those software blockers that I talked about earlier, so you could basically visit an email or Facebook outside of a certain time of the day, do it, because that's what's going to break you into a habit. If it means going back to your accountability partner that we talked about in an earlier month and having them hold you accountable, because there is a section here and it's called accountability. I did an entire podcast on that, for spending your time effectively and maybe even giving like a time log of how you've managed your time this week, do it. But hold yourself accountable so that time management is no longer something you think about. It's just something you do, and you do it habitually. Now, then it becomes part of your overall habitual process and your behavior. Now, you could worry really about spending the time on focusing where your efforts need to be spent for your success. And that's what it's going to allow you to do. It's going to allow you to focus on your efforts and where you need to spend the most time. Now, look, good luck this week. Time management is awesome. You're going to be awesome by the end of this week. Have a great day.